On Mondays, I meet with a small group, sort of a Christian faith sharing. And one of the things that we do is we read the gospel for this Sunday. We practice the lectio divina, and we meditate on it. And being this Sunday, I was going to preach. I was going in my mind what I was going to preach about. But that Monday, it hit me. Because in the gospel reading, the Greeks come seeking Jesus. They're there looking for Jesus. And I thought to myself, here we are on Sunday. We all come seeking Jesus, consciously or unconsciously. Something draws us to Mass every Sunday. But sometimes we don't realize that we're here to seek Jesus, to find him, to bring him close to us. That's why during Lent, a time of sacrifice is to get closer to Jesus. Not just to sacrifice things and give up things for Lent, just for the purpose of doing that, but to get closer to Jesus to find him. The shame of it is that some come to Mass not realizing they're really here to seek Jesus, and they leave from Mass as empty as they came in. And that's sad, because everyone should leave from Mass with something in them. They should find themselves closer to Jesus. They shouldn't walk away empty, whether they get lifted up spiritually through a reading, through a prayer, through the Gospels, through the homily, through the songs. Something should touch you that brings you closer to Jesus. But this world tries to influence us, tries us to take away from seeking Jesus. It puts in our minds ideas and thoughts that are not of God. And if they put these thoughts in our mind, how can we then seek God if we're troubled by day-to-day thinking? If we come to Mass, we're thinking about the problems we have, or where we're going to go for breakfast after Mass. Or we think about, well, I made an agreement with God. God knows me and I know him, and God and me are okay. Isn't that sort of convenient for each one of us who think that way? Because if we open ourselves to Jesus, the idea is to get closer to him, to open ourselves up so he can touch us. Not for our convenience, but for his. Once we look things and judge things that are more pleasing to us, we do things that are not of God. We make excuses of why we don't get near God. I'm not happy with the church. I'm not happy with the priests, the deacons, the religious. I'm not happy with the people I sit next to. But the day we meet our God, we know that none of those excuses are going to warrant anything. Because those walls that we build up to not see God, when we're in front of him, are going to be all melted away. And then what excuse will we have then? But to admit that many times we look for things for our convenience. How many here have ever taken a leap of faith? Huh? That is going out of your comfort zone and try to get near Jesus. To seek Jesus. To look for it. That's getting out of your comfort zone. How many of you have ever experienced a theophany? I love the sound of that word. It sounds musical. Theophany, which means an encounter with God, like Moses with the burning bush, things like that. When we have an encounter with Jesus, we are experiencing a theophany. But I want today to try something with everyone here. I want to see if everyone here is willing to take a leap of faith. Everyone, including the children. I want to see if they're going to have to open. In a minute, I'm going to ask John to display something up in the altar. It's going to be a negative of a picture that's not developed. I'm going to ask everybody to clear their minds, keep their minds clear, and for 15 seconds, concentrate on the picture, at the center of the picture. Just concentrate on it. And after 15 seconds, I'm going to tell everybody, close your eyes. And here's where the leap of faith comes in. Whatever pops into your mind, in one word, say what it is. Okay? Simple enough. John? Now, stay the pictures for 15 seconds. Don't take your eyes off it. Now, slowly close your eyes. And say in one word what you saw. All right, raise your hand who saw Jesus. Okay. It popped into you. It's a negative picture of Jesus. Your mind develops it. Now, for those of you who did not see it, maybe you did not see it because in your mind, you didn't clear your minds. Don't worry about it. It can happen. But those who saw it got an experience of seeing Jesus. That's as easy as the picture of Jesus came into your mind. That's how easy Jesus should be when you seek him. You should be able to find him every time you look for him. In the future, when you leave from here and you went alone with Jesus, close your eyes. And that picture of Jesus will reappear in your mind. And you don't have to go far to seek Jesus because Jesus is there for everyone. So during Lent, seek him. And if you seek him, others will see you looking for Jesus, and they also will look for Jesus also. Because like in the gospel says, if we're with Jesus, we're there to serve him. If we're there to serve him, God will bless us. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we all here seek you. Always become visible in our minds. Help us during this Lent to get closer to you so we could feel your presence in our lives. Always be there to bless us and take care of us so we can serve you and serve others. Amen.